Music fades in, gentle, evocative of nature's mystery. Narrator: Hello, welcome back to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. I'm your host, and today we're taking a journey to the heart of South Dakota, to the unique and verdant wonder that is the Whispering Pines Campground. Here, nestled among the towering pines, the scent of pine needles wafting through the clear air, and the melodic chirping of hidden birds, we find an oasis of tranquility and a haven for camping enthusiasts. In this serene wilderness, where majestic deer roam freely and the sky at night is a kaleidoscope of a million twinkling stars, we meet our campground owner. Her name, as unique as her haven, is Corliss Harrington. Narrator: Corliss Harrington is no ordinary woman. She's a connection between the world of the rugged outdoors and the heart of a community that thrives in it. With flaming red hair and a spirit as untamed as the land she has nurtured, Corliss is the steward of Whispering Pines, an embodiment of the dreams and aspirations of all those who seek solace in nature's bosom. She's been the guardian of this land and its natural beauty for years, a responsibility she inherited from her father, and one she cherishes deeply. And today, she's going to share with us a captivating tale of a challenge she faced head-on at her beloved campground. A tale of stewardship, community, and the love for the trails that meander through the heart of Whispering Pines. So, join me as we delve into the Campground Trail Maintenance Day, encouraging stewardship of hiking paths. Music fades out.
Corliss Harrington. So there I was in the beautiful Whispering Pines Campground, an idyllic sanctuary nestled right in the heart of South Dakota. But not everything was perfect in paradise. A challenge was looming over us, a challenge that threatened the very soul of our camping haven, the trails. Our trails were in desperate need of maintenance. Erosion, overgrowth, and general wear and tear had made them almost unrecognizable. They were not just difficult to traverse, but they were also damaging the surrounding flora and fauna. It was a sight that truly broke my heart. The trails that had once been the lifeline of our campground, the pathways that allowed our campers to explore, experience, and appreciate nature, were now neglected and crumbling. There were several characters involved in this challenging saga. There was me, of course, the keeper of the land, but there were also the campers, the hikers, the bird watchers, and the stargazers. Not to forget the silent stakeholders, the mighty pines, the gentle deer, the chirping birds, and the bustling insects. Each one of us was directly or indirectly affected by the deteriorating trails. I sat down one day with a cup of strong black coffee, pondering the many solutions that I could employ to restore the trails. Hiring a professional trail maintenance team was an option, but the costs were astronomical and it felt impersonal. I could have also rallied for government assistance, but bureaucracy is a slow-moving beast. The third option, and the one that resonated with me the most, was a community maintenance day. I thought of inviting the campers, the locals, and nature enthusiasts to volunteer in restoring the trails. It was a risky move, but I believed in the power of the community and the shared love for Whispering Pines. So I chose to host the Campground Trail Maintenance Day. Invitations were sent out, tools were gathered, and refreshments were planned. As the day approached, I felt a mix of anticipation and anxiety. Would the people come? Would we be able to achieve anything substantial? I remember standing at the break of dawn on the day, looking at the vast expanse of damaged trails. Then, as the sun rose, so did the spirits. People started trickling in, armed with gloves, rakes, and smiles. We faced many roadblocks that day: a sudden downpour, some minor injuries, and even a temporary tool shortage. But every time we hit a roadblock, we came together, figured it out, and moved forward. It was not just about maintaining the trails anymore. It was about building a community. The impact of that day was far-reaching. Not only did we manage to restore the trails, but we also instilled a sense of stewardship among the participants. The campers and locals who were once just users of the trails were now their guardians. They began to treat the trails and the campground with more respect and care. It was not just about the physical improvement of the trails, but the change in attitude towards the campground that was the real victory. The experience taught us the importance of community involvement and the power of shared responsibility. It turned out that the best way to care for nature was to involve the very people who enjoyed it. One of the best practices that emerged from this experience was the annual Campground Trail Maintenance Day. It became a tradition, an event looked forward to by the community. It was a reminder of the responsibility we share, the love we have for Whispering Pines, and the joy of working together for a cause. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, turning a challenge into an opportunity to strengthen the community while preserving our beloved campground.
To Raider, and so, as the sun set over the Whispering Pines campground, the last echoes of laughter from the successful Campground Trail Maintenance Day faded into the cool South Dakota evening. Corliss Harrington and her team, her community, had triumphed over a challenge that threatened to mar their sanctuary. They had taken a path less traveled by many campground owners, one of collective responsibility and communal effort. In doing so, they not only restored the trails, but also the spirit of stewardship among the Whispering Pines community. Now, narrator, key takeaways from Corliss's story are many, but if we had to distill it down to its essence, it would be the power of community and the magic of shared responsibility. Her story serves as a beacon of inspiration to many campground owners and operators, reminding us that sometimes the solution to our greatest challenges lies within our own community. It emphasizes the importance of transforming users of the land into its guardians by involving them in its care and upkeep. It proves that when a community comes together, it can surmount even the toughest challenges. Narrator: Corliss Harrington and Whispering Pines have shown us that we are not just custodians of our environment, but also of the community that thrives within it. This tale of stewardship of hiking paths is just one of the many stories that make up the rich tapestry of life at campgrounds across the country. Narrator: As we end today's episode, we'd like to thank you for joining us on this journey through the heart of South Dakota, through the trails of Whispering Pines, and into the heart of Corliss Harrington. If you've enjoyed today's episode and wish to hear more inspiring tales from the camping world, please subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Remember, every campground has a story, and we can't wait to share the next one with you. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep camping. Music fades in, signaling the end of the episode.